Good afternoon. This is Akashvani and I am Valsa Williams with the Midday News. The headlines. Prime Minister Narendra Modi to reply in the Lok Sabha today to the discussion on the motion of thanks to the President's address. Agriculture Minister Shivraj Singh Chauhan says government will not tolerate irregularities in the agriculture sector. All arrangements in place for smooth conduct of election to 70-member Delhi Assembly tomorrow. China announces retaliatory tariffs on American goods as United States levies take effect. India contributes $37.64 million to UN regular budget for 2025, joins honor roll for timely payment of dues. And in tennis, India's Ankita Raina advances to women's singles pre-quarterfinals of Mumbai Open. The Lok Sabha and the Rajya Sabha today resumed discussion on the motion of thanks to the President's address to the joint sitting of both Houses of Parliament. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will reply in the Lok Sabha this evening to the debate on the motion of thanks. Parliamentary Affairs Minister Kiran Rijiju in a social media post informed that Prime Minister Modi is expected to reply at 5 p.m. in the House. Meanwhile, participating in the debate in the Lok Sabha, BJP MP Sanjay Jaiswal highlighted various achievements of the government. Talking about women's empowerment, he said the government has set a target of making 3 crore Lakhpati Didis within a set time frame. Taking part in the discussion, Samajwadi Party Chief Akhilesh Yadav said the country, with its vast potential and resources, has not been able to exploit its true manufacturing potential under the current regime. The SP leader also raised the issue of Mahakumbh incident and accused the Uttar Pradesh government of lapses in handling the crowd at Prayagraj. In the Rajya Sabha, participating in the discussion, senior leader of BJP Bansilal Gurjar said India is encouragingly moving forward on the path of development and prosperity under the Prime Minister Narendra Modi-led government. Earlier, the Deputy Chairman Harivansh rejected the adjournment motion moved by some opposition members in the House demanding discussion on the Mahakumbh incident. Now we go over live to our correspondent Ishfaq Dar for more updates on the parliamentary proceedings. Ishfaq, what have been the highlights of the proceedings so far in the Lok Sabha and Rajya Sabha, and what is expected later in the day?
Proceedings are going on smoothly in the both houses. In Lok Sabha, the proceedings began with a question hour wherein Minister for Agriculture and Farmers Welfare Shivraj Singh Chauhan replied to many queries regarding how government is taking several measures for the welfare of the farmers and increasing their income day by day. And in the Rajya Sabha, proceedings were also going on smoothly. It started with the 0 hour first, and then during the question hour, Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman and Health Minister Sri J.P. Nadda actually talked about several issues that were concerning, that questions that came up concerning their ministries. And later on, both the houses took up the discussion on the motion of thanks on President's address, and several MPs from both the government side as well as the opposition side have spoken on the speech so far. One of the major highlights that is scheduled today is that the Prime Minister Narendra Modi is scheduled to reply to the discussion to the motion of President's address later on today. That, as per the Parliamentary Affairs Minister Kiran Rijiju, will be taken up around 5 p.m. in the night, also in the evening.
Right. Thank you, Ishwak, for those details. Union Agriculture Minister Shivraj Singh Chauhan today assured strict action against corruption, stating that the government will not tolerate irregularities in the farm sector. His remarks came during the question hour in the Lok Sabha today. The minister was replying to NCP-SP leader Supriya Sule's allegations of corruption amounting to 5,000 crore rupees in Maharashtra's agriculture department. Mr. Chauhan said if any irregularities are found, an inquiry will be conducted and strict action will be taken against those guilty.
मैं आपके माध्यम से देश के किसानों को ये बताना चाहता हूं कि अगर कहीं गड़बड़ हुई और वो प्रमाणित हुई तो गड़बड़ करने वाले को कभी छोड़ा नहीं जाएगा, ये हमारी प्रतिबद्धता है। महाराष्ट्र सरकार ने भी फसल बीमा योजना के क्रियान्वयन में सुधारात्मक कदम भी उठाए हैं और महाराष्ट्र में 80-110 का मॉडल लागू किया गया है। मैं फिर आश्वस्त करता हूं कि अगर कहीं गड़बड़ है तो जाँच होगी और प्रमाणित हो गई तो गड़बड़ करने वाले को छोड़ा नहीं जाएगा।
The Agriculture Minister emphasized Prime Minister Narendra Modi's commitment to increasing farmers' incomes. Parliamentary Affairs Minister Kiran Rijiju, in a social media post, hit out at the Leader of Opposition and Congress Leader Rahul Gandhi, saying that he keeps on talking about SCs, STs and OBCs, but fails to recognize the biggest face of OBC community, which is Prime Minister Modi himself.
राहुल गांधी जी पिछले 2-3 सालों में हर समय ओबीसी, एसटी, एससी, ओबीसी ये बात करते रहते हैं। देश का सबसे बड़ा ओबीसी का चेहरा खुद प्रधानमंत्री है, हम खुद भी एसटी है। आज संसदीय कार्य मंत्री के रूप में काम कर रहा हूँ। हमारे जो राज्य मंत्री अर्जुन राम मेघवाल जी जो कानून मंत्री के रूप में भी काम कर रहे हैं वो शेड्यूल कास्ट है।
External Affairs Minister Dr. Jaishankar today called out the selective criticism of terrorism and major conflicts around the world. Addressing an event in New Delhi, Dr. Jaishankar said the world is currently witnessing 2 major conflicts that are often presented as matters of principle, but these principles have been applied selectively and unevenly.
We in India have yet to see aggression on our territory vacated after so many decades. Equally, terrorism has been overlooked when convenient. In our own continent, international law has been disregarded with significant consequences. Even on a question like democracy and military rule, different standards have been applied to our neighbors in the East and our neighbor in the West. It is not my case that principles are dispensable or that we must be utterly into real politics. But the agenda can no longer be set by some, only to be observed by the rest.
Union Home Minister Amit Shah will chair a security review meeting on Jammu and Kashmir in New Delhi today. The meeting is expected to be attended by Jammu and Kashmir Lieutenant Governor Manoj Sinha, Home Secretary Govind Mohan and chiefs of central agencies, along with other senior officials. This is Akashvani giving you the news. For quick news updates round the clock, follow us on our X handle at AIR News Alerts. And for details of stories and more, log on to our website www.newsonair.gov.in and download News on AIR app. Welcome back to the Midday News. All arrangements are in place for the smooth conduct of election to the 70-member Delhi Assembly to be held tomorrow. The polling will begin at 7 in the morning and will end at 6 p.m. Over 1 crore 56 lakh voters are likely to cast their ballots. Delhi is witnessing a 3-way contest between the BJP, AAP and Congress. 699 candidates are in the fray in the Assembly polls. The counting of votes will take place on Saturday. Delhi Metro will begin operations at 4 a.m. on all lines from their terminal stations on voting and counting days to assist staff deployed for election duty. Trains will run every 30 minutes on all lines till 6 a.m., after which regular services will be available throughout the day. The Election Commission has said that there are repeated and deliberate pressure tactics to malign its image during the ongoing Delhi Assembly polls. The poll panel added that the 3-member commission collectively observed that deliberate pressure tactics are being played as if the poll body is a single-member entity. The commission's comment came in the wake of repeated attack by the Aam Aadmi Party leaders on Chief Election Commissioner Rajiv Kumar. The Sikkim unit of the BJP has written to Prime Minister Narendra Modi and Union Minister of Environment Bhupendra Yadav urging immediate reassessment of the clearance granted for the Teesta 3 hydropower project. The letter, written by BJP Sikkim President D.R. Thapa, has raised concern over the lack of scientific reassessment, outdated public consultation and potential environmental risks associated with the project. And now, news from the Mahakumbh 2025 being held in Prayagraj. King of Bhutan, Jigme Khesar Namgyel Wangchuk, took a holy dip at the Triveni Sangam at the Mahakumbh Mela today. He was accompanied by Uttar Pradesh Chief Minister Yogi Adityanath. Our correspondent reports that the ongoing spiritual event is witnessing an overwhelming show of faith, with crores of devotees from India and abroad taking a holy bath at the Triveni Sangam.
The prominent personalities from various fields are taking holy dip at the Triveni Sangam, the confluence of Ganga, Jamuna and Saraswati River. The King of Bhutan reached Prayagraj this morning and performed aarti at Triveni Sangam along with Chief Minister Yogi Adityanath. He took a boat ride at Sangam Ghat and fed Siberian birds. The King also visited Akshayavat and Bade Hanuman Temple in Prayagraj. He also explored the depth of Mahakumbh through modern technology at the Digital Mahakumbh Experience Center. The visit of the King of Bhutan will further strengthen the India-Bhutan friendship and cultural relations. The Mahakumbh Mela commenced on 13th January and over 38 crore devotees have taken holy dip in the Triveni Sangam so far. With Dipendra Kumar, Aman Yadav, Akashvani News, Prayagraj.
In Belgium, Bach de Wever has been sworn in as the country's new Prime Minister. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has congratulated Bach de Wever on assuming office of Prime Minister of Belgium. India has made a significant contribution to the United Nations regular budget for 2025, paying a total of $37.64 million. This timely payment places India among an elite group of 35 member states lauded for fulfilling their financial obligations to the UN on schedule. The United Nations Committee on Contributions confirmed that as of the 31st of last month, India had paid its dues in full, making it to the honor roll of compliant countries. The spokesperson for UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres, Stefan Dujarric, acknowledged India's timely contribution during a daily press briefing yesterday. China today announced retaliatory measures in response to U.S. President Donald Trump's 10% tariff on Chinese imports. China's Ministry of Commerce said it will impose retaliatory tariffs on a raft of U.S. products. The countermeasures include a 15% tax on coal and liquefied natural gas imports from the U.S. Crude oil, agricultural machinery, pickup trucks and large engine cars will face a 10% tariff. The move came shortly after U.S. tariff hikes on Chinese imports came into effect today. Earlier, the U.S. president announced a one-month delay in tariff hikes imposed by America on Canada and Mexico after the two neighboring countries agreed to strengthen border security efforts. World Cancer Day is being observed today. Talking exclusively to Akashvani News, Professor in the Oncology Department of AIIMS in New Delhi, Dr. M.D. Rai said people need to monitor their health regularly and follow a healthy routine as precautionary steps to protect from cancer.
Cancer is a preventable disease. 60 to 80% cancer could be prevented because cancer is usually because of chronic irritation in our body and mind. Tobacco-related products responsible for 40 to 50% and our lifestyle, our bad lifestyle, I can say, responsible for 30% of the cancer. And one most important thing, cancer is a preventable disease. We can prevent the cancer and cancer is also curable if it is detected early.
And sports, in Mumbai Open tennis, India's Ankita Raina has advanced to the women's singles pre-quarterfinals today. She registered a win over compatriot Vaishnavi Adkar in the round of 32. Ankita will now face Rebecca Marino of Canada in the round of 16 tomorrow. Benchmark domestic equity indices, Sensex and Nifty, were trading with gains of over 1.4% in afternoon trade today. The 30-share BSE Sensex surged 1,153 points to 78,340. And now before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. Prime Minister Narendra Modi to reply in the Lok Sabha today to the discussion on the motion of thanks to the President's address. Agriculture Minister Shivraj Singh Chauhan says government will not tolerate irregularities in the agriculture sector. All arrangements in place for smooth conduct of election to 70-member Delhi Assembly tomorrow. China announces retaliatory tariffs on American goods as United States levies take effect. India contributes $37.64 million to UN regular budget for 2025, joins honor roll for timely payment of dues. And in tennis, India's Ankita Raina advances to women's singles pre-quarterfinals of Mumbai Open. And with that, we end the Midday News.